and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essentials podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and India has recorded 118,447 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. It includes 3,583 deaths. India records the highest single-day spike that we're talking about, over 6,000 cases reported in the past 24 hours. If you talk about the number of active cases, there are over 41,600 cases which are active. With over 41,642 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 13,900 infections. Gujarat also has over 12,900 infections. Delhi has over 11,600 cases. So with 76 more cases, Indore has also reached 2,800 mark. Today, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das addressed the media for the third time in 3 months in order to announce the coronavirus-related relief measures. Basically, the RBI Monetary Policy Committee agreed on a further cut of 40 basis points and brought the repo rate down to 4%. The reverse repo rate has also been adjusted to 3.35%. The term loan moratorium is extended till August 31st. So these were some of the highlights. Apart from that, let's talk about the active cases as of May 21st. We are getting details that most of the cases, which are active cases, are concentrated in few states and cities. So around 80% of the cases are in 5 states, over 60% in 5 cities, and over 90% in 10 states, with over 70% cases in 10 cities. So we are talking about concentration of these cases in only a few places is what the latest update from the government is also telling us. So like the number of cases, the growth rate of the number of COVID-19 cases too is seeing a fall. We are seeing a difference between the pre-lockdown numbers and the post-lockdown numbers as per the government. The Union Minister Harshvardhan has said that India faced COVID-19 in a proactive and preemptive way. Today he said that the mortality rate is at around 3%. We have a country of 1.35 billion people with only 0.1 million cases of COVID-19, and the recovery rate is around 40%. The doubling rate around 13 days is what the health minister said. Ministry of Home Affairs has now allowed OCI cardholders to travel India, basically relaxing visa and travel restrictions imposed in the wake of the lockdown. Certain categories will now be allowed to travel from abroad to India. ICSE board will also conduct the pending class 10 and 12 examinations from July 1st to 14. But it will be mandatory for the candidates to carry sanitizers, while wearing gloves will be optional. There is no evidence to show that COVID-19 spreads through dead bodies is what the Bombay High Court has said. Bombay High Court said this when the Mumbai Civic Corporation has the power to decide and designate any cemetery or burial ground for disposal of bodies of COVID-19 victims. So the court noted that there was no scientific study to show that, you know, the virus spreads through bodies like that. But AIIMS doctor are contemplating autopsy in order to find out how long the infection is active in the body of a victim of COVID-19. NDRF sub-inspector reports COVID-19 positive. This is the first case in a federal contingency force, is what the official of the National Disaster Response Force, after NDRF person has found positive for the novel coronavirus. This is, we are talking about the Federal Contingency Force, that is the Disaster Response Force. Meanwhile, India Post officers will resume booking for international speed posts to 15 countries and international tracked packet service to already available destinations. So basically, delivery timelines will depend on the aviation services, but booking for other international parcel and letters remain suspended as per Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad. Second phase of Vande Bharat mission will continue till June 13, and Delhi police has reduced the COVID-19 money to its personnel from over rupees 1 lakh to rupees 10,000. Also, let's talk about Maharashtra. It has fixed the price cap on private hospitals treating COVID-19. So all the non-government healthcare providers in Maharashtra have been asked to accommodate maximum number of patients with 80% of the operational bed capacity to be regulated by rates that are sanctioned by the state government. So the Maharashtra government has come out with 3 slabs on per day charges on treatment of coronavirus patients in private and charitable hospitals. Meanwhile, Kerala government has said that quarantine is mandatory for domestic air travelers. Meanwhile, airlines are preparing to resume domestic operations with measures like providing protective gear for the crew, aircraft deep cleaning every 24 hours. So we are expecting this schedule functioning of air travel from 25th May. And khadi mask may soon be available in global markets is what reports are suggesting. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. So if you talk about the global cases, more than 5.12 million cases have been recorded. The death toll has passed the 3,30,000 mark. US alone has 1.57 million cases with around 94,700 deaths. Coronavirus came from China. US is not going to take it lightly is what Donald Trump has said again. Trump also wasn't seen wearing a mask at a factory visit. He was touring a Ford plant in Michigan, where they have recasted to produce ventilators and personal protective equipment. The TV cameras did not capture him wearing a mask. Also, the COVID-19 pandemic has proven that America must be a manufacturing nation. US President Donald Trump has again said that, declaring the goal of making his country the world's premier pharmacy, drugstore, and medical manufacturer. China has abandoned the GDP target. This time, it is for the first time after 1990. It was the year when the first publication of such targets began. But due to the uncertainty around the coronavirus pandemic, China has abandoned it. Indonesia has seen the biggest one-day jump in cases. Russia's industrial output has dropped by 6.5% in April. Nepal has reported 30 new cases, the total now reaching 500. South Korea reports 20 new cases. Also, we are seeing, tributes flow for the former White House butler who died from COVID-19. Also, Singapore has reported over 600 cases. They have crossed the 30,000 mark. Oxford is meanwhile readying a phase 2 vaccine trial for COVID-19. And scientists tell us that we shouldn't be too optimistic about a vaccine in the near term. But pandemic has introduced greater economic uncertainty for Americans is what the reports are suggesting. But the country's richest individuals are seeing addition to their wealth. If you talk about some of the billionaires, there is Tesla's Elon Musk, there's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, there is Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Everyone has seen the increase in their fortunes. Over $400 billion was added between March and mid-May to Tesla's CEO fortune. Facebook's CEO also almost doubled his individual net worth. If you talk about Starbucks CEO, he says that US and China, the sales figures in these two countries are improving as, there is relaxation to the lockdown and it is almost lifted from these countries. So the chain of Starbucks has reopened in these countries and seeing improvement in sales figures. Also, Italy's Prime Minister has said that the worst is behind us. With that, let me give you some of the figures in terms of country-wise numbers, because we do not usually get a chance to speak about country-wise figures except for the top five countries that we know range from US, Russia, Brazil. Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. It has over 65,000 cases. Mexico, almost 60,000 cases. Pakistan, almost 50,000 cases. We have Sweden with around 30,000 cases again. There's Switzerland with around 30,000 cases. I'm giving you a round figure to the nearest 10,000. Bangladesh is around 30,000 as well. Ireland around 24,000 cases. Japan has around 16,000 cases. South Korea has around 11,000 cases. We are talking about Norway with around 8,000 cases. So these are some of the figures in terms of countries. Apart from that, some of the other videos and articles that you would like to read on the Money Control website and app is explain Moderna's vaccine, everything you need to know. So basically everything about the Moderna vaccine and if the vaccine is worth the hype, because it has added to the company's shares in the past days when the company announced positive results in the phase 1 early trials. Also, helicopter drop of money gets mainstream policy attention. Money Control's Gaurav Chaudhary explains what he means by that. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. All feedbacks and suggestions are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Now see you back on Monday. So if you talk about the global cases, more than 5.12 million cases have been recorded. The death toll has passed the 330,000 mark. US alone has 1.57 million cases with around 94,700 deaths. Coronavirus came from China. US is not going to take it lightly, is what Donald Trump has said again. Trump also wasn't seen wearing a mask at a factory visit. He was touring a Ford plant in Michigan, where they have recasted to produce ventilators and personal protective equipment. The TV cameras did not capture him wearing a mask. Also, the COVID-19 pandemic has proven that America must be a manufacturing nation. US President Donald Trump has again said that, declaring the goal of making his country the world's premier pharmacy, drugstore, and medical manufacturer. China has abandoned the GDP target. This time, it is for the first time after 1990. It was the year when the first publication of such targets began. But due to the uncertainty around the coronavirus pandemic, China has abandoned it. Indonesia has seen the biggest one-day jump in cases. Russia's industrial output has dropped by 6.5% in April. Nepal has reported 30 new cases, the total now reaching 500. South Korea reports 20 new cases. Also, we are seeing, tributes flow for the former White House butler who died from COVID-19. Also, Singapore has reported over 600 cases. They have crossed the 30,000 mark. Oxford is meanwhile readying a phase 2 vaccine trial for COVID-19. And scientists tell us that we shouldn't be too optimistic about a vaccine in the near term. But pandemic has introduced greater economic uncertainty for Americans is what the reports are suggesting. But the country's richest individuals are seeing addition to their wealth. If you talk about some of the billionaires, there is Tesla's Elon Musk, there's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, there is Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Everyone has seen the increase in their fortunes. Over $400 billion was added between March and mid-May to Tesla's CEO fortune. Facebook's CEO also almost doubled his individual net worth. If you talk about Starbucks CEO, he says that US and China, the sales figures in these two countries are improving as, there is relaxation to the lockdown and it is almost lifted from these countries. So the chain of Starbucks has reopened in these countries and seeing improvement in sales figures. Also, Italy's prime minister has said that the worst is behind us. With that, let me give you some of the figures in terms of country-wise numbers, because we do not usually get a chance to speak about country-wise figures except for the top five countries that we know range from US, Russia, Brazil. Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. It has over 65,000 cases. Mexico, almost 60,000 cases. Pakistan, almost 50,000 cases. We have Sweden with around 30,000 cases again. There's Switzerland with around 30,000 cases. I'm giving you a round figure to the nearest 10,000. Bangladesh is around 30,000 as well. Ireland around 24,000 cases. Japan has around 16,000 cases. South Korea has around 11,000 cases. We are talking about Norway with around 8,000 cases. So these are some of the figures in terms of countries. Apart from that, some of the other videos and articles that you would like to read on the Money Control website and app is explain Moderna's vaccine, everything you need to know. So basically everything about the Moderna vaccine and if the vaccine is worth the hype, because it has added to the company's shares in the past days when the company announced positive results in the phase 1 early trials. Also, helicopter drop of money gets mainstream policy attention. Money Control's Gaurav Chaudhary explains what he means by that. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. All feedbacks and suggestions are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Now see you back on Monday.